Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the rest of the Quran in front of us as an answer to the dua that we have asked in Suratul Fatiha, the dua for guidance. Suratul Baqarah. Suratul Baqarah is the longest surah of the Quran. It has 286 ayat. It covers about 2.5 juz. Suratul Baqarah was revealed in Medina and it has very special qualities. The Prophet ﷺ has said, "Do not turn your houses into graves. Surely shaitan does not enter the house where Suratul Baqarah is recited." There's another hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ has said, according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, "Whoever recites 10 ayat from Suratul Baqarah in a night, then shaitan will not enter his house that night." These 10 ayat are 4 from the beginning, Ayatul Kursi, which is ayah number 255, the following 2 ayat, 256, 257, and the last 3 ayat of Suratul Baqarah. There's another hadith in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Read the Quran because it will intercede on behalf of its people on the day of resurrection. Read the two lights, Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran, because they will come in the shape of two clouds, two shades, or two lines of birds on the day of resurrection, and will argue on behalf of their people on that day." The Prophet ﷺ set 3 examples for these 2 surahs. And Nawas said, "And I did not forget these examples ever since." He said, "They will come like 2 clouds, 2 dark shades or 2 lines of birds, arguing on behalf of their people." This is according to Sahih Muslim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim. These are the disjointed letters. These are among the 14 opening letters which occur in various combinations at the beginning of 29 surahs in the Quran. Although there has been much speculation as to the meaning, it was not in fact revealed by Allah to anyone and is known only to Him. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book about which there is no doubt. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for those who are cautious of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered our dua. He says, "Here is your answer. This is the book. You need to read this book. These are the words of Allah. He has spoken them himself. This is the greatest ijaz. This is the greatest miracle that we have, a miracle that is in our hands and it lasts forever." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no doubt in it. Every single thing, every single sentence, every single word is in its right place and it carries with it a heavy meaning. It can never be changed. It can never be challenged. Allah says, this is why you can trust it. Do not be doubtful about it at all. Be completely certain in faith and be tranquil and calm and know with strength that this is a true book. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And that is why it can become guidance for those people who are cautious of Allah. Who are those people? Al-Muttaqeen. Muttaqeen is from Wiqaya. Wiqaya means the one who is cautious. A person who cares what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. A person who avoids the things that he is displeased with, that Allah is displeased with. A person who follows those things that Allah loves and is pleased with. It is reported that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu asked Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu about taqwa. Ubay radiyallahu anhu said, "Have you ever walked on a path that has thorns on it?" Umar said, "Yes." Ubay said, "What did you do then?" He said, "I rolled up my sleeves and struggled." Ubay said, "That is taqwa. To look for those things that gain Allah's pleasure and to avoid which He dislikes." This book does not force itself upon us. It does not cause any unwanted interference. It will only benefit as much as one wants to benefit from it. It benefits only those who have taqwa, who feel the need for it in their lives, like wanting to be with someone you love. You miss them when they are away. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. When we talk about Allah, His love starts residing in our hearts. Quran, his kalam, then becomes a need and one wants to keep hearing more and more of what Allah says. This book becomes a guide for such people. This book is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person not wanting to hear what Allah has to say in a language that he or she understands. There's so much barakah, so much blessing in recitation of the Quran. But the book is for guidance. Its main purpose is to guide us. It guides people who care what is written inside of us, inside of this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who are those people? He describes the muttaqeen. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaibi, those who believe in the unseen. Wa yuqimuna salata, and they establish salah. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, and spend out of what we have provided for them. There are people who have open minds. They believe in the unseen. Allah is unseen. Jannah is unseen. Jahannam is unseen. To us, even the Prophet ﷺ is unseen. The angels are unseen. But we have to believe in all of them. And people who establish prayer, yuqimuna salata qiyam, they protect their salah. They make sure that they understand their salah. They guard their salah. And they say it with all of its requirements. Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend out of what we have given them. What has Allah given us? Everything. Allah has given us everything that we have. Allah has given us our abilities. Allah has given us health and energy. Allah has given us hands and eyes and hearts and feet and ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us food and shelter and water. Every single thing belongs to Allah. He has given us all of this for some time to use it to please Him, to benefit ourselves in this world, and to spend on others. Generous people, open-minded people, people who have discipline, people who are generous. Allah says, and who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was revealed before you. Open-minded people, they're ready to believe in the Torah, the Injil, the Suhuf that were given to Ibrahim alaihi salam. We are the only nation on the face of the earth who believes in all the prophets, who believe in all of the revelations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. It is part of our creed. We must, in order to be a Muslim, we must believe in all of those things that have passed on before. And also to believe in what was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran, the wahi that were the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the wahi that was given to him that he taught us from his hadith, his sunnah. And then Allah says, who are the muttaqi people? And of the hereafter, they are certain in faith. وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ, and as far as akhirah is concerned, هُمْ يُقِنُونَ, they have yaqeen. Yaqeen is a great level higher than iman. For all of these other qualities, Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, who believe in the unseen, and so on and so forth. But Allah says, as far as akhirah is concerned, they have yaqeen. They are certain in faith, as if they can see it in front of them. It's real. They have that knowledge that overcomes their intellect, their heart, their intentions, their goals, and therefore their actions. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, those are upon the right guidance. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those are the ones who are truly successful. Muflihun, falaha, it means a person who has worked really hard, like a farmer. A farmer in Arabic is called falah. They have worked really hard to come to this place. Allah says, indeed, those who disbelieve, it is all the same for them, whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Kuffar, inna ladina kafaru, kafara means to cover up or hide something. They know the truth, but they have hidden it. Allah says, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts, and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment. Why has Allah put a seal upon their hearts? Because they refuse to believe. Allah gives multiple chances, as we will see with the Bani Israel. Allah gave multiple chances but they refused to believe. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered up their hearts, sealed their hearts, sealed their ears and their ability to see and perceive, so that they will never come back to the straight path, because Allah is angry with them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to talk about a certain other category of people. Allah says from ayah number 8 onwards, and of the people are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, but they are not believers. That is interesting. People who say we believe in Allah and the last day, does that mean they're Muslims? Yes. People who outwardly have accepted Islam. Allah says, but they are not believers. Why does Allah say that? Allah says they think to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they deceive not except themselves and perceive it not. They are deceiving other people. They have accepted Islam for a certain reason. In Medina especially, there were people who accepted Islam because Islam was on the rise. They wanted to benefit from it, but they did not really want to follow Islam. Allah says they deceive other people. They try to deceive other people, but in actuality, they are deceiving themselves. They think they're doing the right thing, but in actuality, they are not. Reality is that Allah sees through them. What is their problem? Allah says in their hearts is a disease of hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy. You present a face to someone that is other than what is truly inside of your hearts. Allah says, in their hearts is a disease, so Allah has increased their disease, and for them is a painful punishment because they habitually used to lie. Hypocrites are known as liars. The Prophet ﷺ said, one of the characteristics of a hypocrite is that whenever he speaks, he lies, and whenever he promises something, he breaks his promise. And when it is said to him, Allah says, do not cause corruption on the earth. What corruption are they causing? They were talking negatively about Islam. They accepted Islam, but they were trying to tear it down from within. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not cause corruption on earth. Because of their attitude, they were turning people away from Islam. They say, Allah says, we are but reformers. We're just trying to make things better. And really, that is truly the case. Subhanallah. Allah says, unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not. And when it is said to them, believe as the people have believed. Who? The Sahaba. Allah says that they are told, believe as the other people have believed, the true believers, the Sahaba have believed. They say, should we believe as the foolish have believed? Why did they call them foolish? Because the Sahaba had sacrificed the world for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had sacrificed the world, their comforts, their riches, their families, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Tawheed. So they thought that these people were foolish. Allah says, unquestionably, it is they who are the foolish, but they know it not. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, indeed, we are with you. We were only mockers. Meaning they pretend to be pious and they pretend to be one of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when they meet with their own people who are like them, they say, we were just making fun of the Sahaba. Subhanallah, we seek refuge in that. Nobody can make fun of the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah has given them a certificate of approval. Allah is upset. Look at what he says in the next ayah. But Allah mocks them and prolongs them in their transgression while they wander blindly. Allahu yastahzihu bihim. If Allah makes fun of someone, that person is lost forever. Allah says, those are the ones who have purchased error in exchange for guidance, so their transaction has brought no profit, nor were they guided. Their example is that of one who kindled a fire, but when it illuminated what was around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness so they could not see. So a person came and lit the fire. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, the meaning of which is that he is like the one who kindled the fire so that people could see around them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their example of these people, these hypocrites, is like that of one who kindled a fire. Someone came so that they could see. But when it illuminated what was around them, Allah says, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness so they could not see. Why did Allah take away their light? Because they refused to believe. Allah says, deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. So Allah says, these hypocrites, they still are identified outwardly as Muslims. Remember, they are different from the kuffar. The kuffar say, we do not believe at all. The hypocrites say, we believe outwardly, but inwardly they do not believe. So a portion of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed them completely. Another portion of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives their example in the next two ayat. Allah says, or it is like a rainstorm from the sky, within which is darkness, thunder, and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps in dread of death, but Allah is encompassing of the disbelievers. Beautiful allegory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many allegories, many examples, very picturesque in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that there's a group of them, of hypocrites, who are as if they're caught in a rainstorm from the sky. And this rain that comes from the sky, this is the light, this is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is compared to rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Islam came, it is like a rainstorm from the sky, within which is darkness, thunder, and lightning, meaning that Islam comes with its own challenges. What do? Allah says they put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps in dread of death. They're afraid. But Allah is encompassing of the disbelievers. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Every time it lights away for them, they walk therein. So when it is easy, they go on the path of Islam. They stay on the path of Islam. But when darkness comes over them, they stand still. And if Allah had willed, He could have taken away their hearing and their sight. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. So these are people who have weak iman, hypocrites that have weak iman. Allah has not made them deaf, dumb, and blind, like the ones He mentioned in ayah number 18. Allah says, if Allah had willed, He could have taken away their sight, but He gives them respite. Allah then says, O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. So when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make an effort with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The same word from muttaqeen, cautious. Allah says, He who made for you the earth a bed spread out and the sky a ceiling, and sent from the sky rain and brought forth thereby fruits as provision for you. So do not attribute to Allah equals while you know that there is nothing similar to Him. And if you are in doubt about what we have sent down, meaning the Quran, upon our servant, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then produce a surah the like thereof and call upon your witnesses other than Allah if you should be truthful. Allah places a challenge in the Quran, and this challenge comes many times in the Quran. Allah says, bring a surah like the Quran. It was incredibly beautiful. It was unmatchable. Remember, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Arabs were mostly illiterate. So the people who could read and write were the cream of society. And the most elite of society were those who could write poetry. And the Quran is neither poetry nor is it like prose. It's a meter. It has a meter that is very different from it. So people tried to copy the style of the Quran. Historically, people tried to copy the style of the Quran, but they could never do so. If they wanted to write something beautiful, it didn't make any sense. And if they wanted to write something that was profound, it didn't sound beautiful. Subhanallah. Even the shu'ara would say, those whose poetry couplets were hung in the Kaaba would say about the Quran that this is not the word of a human being. So Allah says with confidence, because He knows that nobody can copy the style of the Quran. So Allah says, bring your supporters. But then Allah says, but if you do not, and you will never be able to, then fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. and give good tidings to those who believe and do righteous deeds, that they will have gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow. Whenever they are provided with the provision of fruit therefrom, they will say, this is what we were provided with before. Similar fruit, Allah says, Alhamdulillah, and it is given to them in likeness. And they will have therein purified spouses, and they will abide therein eternally. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Indeed, Allah is not timid to present an example, that of a mosquito or what is smaller than that, and those who have believed know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, what did Allah intend by this as an example? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents all different kinds of examples. So one of the criticisms against the Quran that the Bani Israel had, that the hypocrites had, was they started making fun of the things that were in the Quran. A'udhu billah. We seek refuge in Allah being of those people. This was a sign of their defiance and their disbelief. They made fun of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He can present any kind of example. He can bring in anything in the Quran because those are His words and He is a sovereign power. Allah says He misleads many thereby and guides many thereby. The same ayat that the hypocrites will make fun of will increase the belief of those who believe in it. Allah says, and He misleads not except the defiantly disobedient, al-fasiqeen. Who are they who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it? What was the covenant of Allah? That we would not worship anyone other than Him. And it was the covenant of the previous nations that they would support the Prophet that would come up next, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, the defiantly disobedient are those who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it and sever that which Allah has ordered to be joined and cause corruption on earth. It is those who are the losers. What has Allah ordered to be joined? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its continuous chain be joined. That we acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always sent guidance to us from the beginning to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a chain of prophets who are related to each other like brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all the prophets are like brothers to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered that every single thing in this world has a right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we have to fulfill the rights of every single thing on earth, including our families. Allah has ordered that blood relations be joined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people cause corruption on earth. They break the covenant of Allah and they sever that which Allah has ordered to be joined. Allah says in the ayah, and cause corruption on earth. It is those who are the losers. How can you disbelieve in Allah while you were lifeless and He brought you to life? Then He will cause you to die. Then He will bring you back to life, and then to Him you will be returned. It is He who created for you all of that which is on the earth. Then He directed Himself to the heaven, His being above all creation, and made them seven heavens, and He is knowing of all things. And mention of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I will make upon the earth successive authority. And now comes our story, our beginning. Who are we and why are we here? Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the angels one day and said He was going to send a Khalifa upon earth. The angel said, will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and sheds blood while we declare your praise and sanctify you? So the angels were questioning, so even angels were allowed to question, because they wanted to understand what was the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was making another creation. It is a possibility that it is going to cause corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He did not need another human being, another creation, simply to worship Him, because the angels worship Allah perfectly and they never get tired. So Allah says, He said, indeed I know that which you do not know. And He taught Adam the names, all of them. And we do not know what names they were. But it is understood by scholars that it was the information of this world, the dunya and everything that is in it. Allah says, then He showed them, meaning those things, the names of which he had taught Adam alayhi salam to the angels and said, "Inform me of the names of these if you are truthful." They, the angels, said, "Exalted are you, Subhanaka, la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us." Ultimate humility. It is Allah who teaches us knowledge. We have no knowledge, you and I, except that which Allah has taught us. And He can take it away from us whenever He wants to. The angel said, "Indeed, it is you who is the knowing, the wise." He, Allah, said, "O Adam, inform them of their names." And when he had informed them of their names, Adam alayhi salam informed the angels of the names of those things that only he could identify. He, Allah, said, "Did I not tell you that I know the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you have concealed?" And mentioned when we said to the angels, "Prostrate before Adam," it was the order of Allah, so it was acceptable and halal. Allah says to the angels to do sajda to Adam alayhi salam to show reverence. So Allah says, so they prostrated except for Iblis. Who was Iblis? Iblis is a proper name of Shaitan. He was not an angel, he was a jinn. But he had climbed up to the level of the leaders of angels because of his hard work and worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do sajda as well. He told everyone in the heavens to do sajda, but Iblis refused. Allah says he refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers. And we said, "O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat therefrom in ease and abundance from wherever you will. But do not approach this tree, lest you be among the wrongdoers." There was a tree, only one tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade them from. Everything else in Jannah was allowed to them. And they could enjoy themselves, go anywhere they wish to, except one tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "But Satan caused them to slip out of it and removed them from that condition in which they had been. And we said, go down, all of you, as enemies to one another, and you will have upon the earth a place of settlement and a provision for a time." Then Adam received from his Lord some words, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, it is he who is the accepting of repentance, the merciful. We will read the details of this story in Surah Al-A'raf, inshallah. But Iblis was the one who became a disbeliever. How? What does it truly mean? وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Kafir is not someone who does not believe that Allah doesn't exist, that Allah exists. It can be an atheist. It can also be someone who absolutely refuses to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowingly disobeys Allah and refuses to follow His commands. One sajda that Iblis refused, it brought him down from high above the heavens to the lowest of the low. Adam alayhi salam also, and Hawa alayhi salam also, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was because they had forgotten. And Shaitan affected them and whispered to them, but they were sad. They were ashamed. They were shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iblis remained adamant and arrogant, but Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam were sorry for what they had done. And they wanted to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not know how to. What were the words that they were supposed to say? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy taught them the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Indeed, it is He who is the accepting of repentance, the merciful." So we learn that even the tawfiq to do dua, to ask for forgiveness, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down to earth. In the next ayah, Allah says, "We said, go down from it." From where? From the heaven. "All of you," Allah says, "and when guidance comes to you from me, Whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. And those who disbelieve and deny our signs, those will be the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam, Eve, and Iblis down on earth. And Allah did not just send them here without any guidance, without any help. Allah promised that He would send guidance from time to time, as He has fulfilled His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just sent the guidance, but He always sent human beings as messengers to fulfill their guidance in their life, to be role models, to carry the message, to explain to people, to encourage people, to warn the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly states, whoever follows my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Khawf means anxiety, fear of the future. Allah says they will not have any fear of the future. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will not grieve for what has happened in the past. No anxiety, no depression. Allah says, and those who disbelieve and deny our signs, those will be companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. Allah then says, O children of Israel, remember my favor which I have bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant upon you, that I will fulfill your covenant from me, and be afraid of only me. Why is Allah addressing the children of Israel in the Quran? Allah addresses them often. That is because this Quran was revealed around the Bani Israel, when they were present in Medina. The Jews had their own tribes in Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was inviting them to accept Islam, to accept the Prophet that they had been waiting for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is already with you, meaning the Torah, and be not the first to disbelieve in it. Be not the first of the people of the book to disbelieve in the Quran. Allah says, and do not exchange my signs for a small price, and fear only me. Allah says it again. Be afraid of only me, fear only me. What were they afraid of if not Allah? They were afraid of the world, that's their status in that world. They were considered the literate members of the Arab society. They were considered the elitist society because they could read and write, and because they had a scripture. The Arabs did not have a scripture. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you're exchanging the signs of Allah for a very small, petty price, meaning status in this world. But why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning Bani Israel? And why have those ayat been preserved for us? Because remember, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to avoid the path of those who had earned His wrath. The Bani Israel earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah teaches us through these ayat what their path was, so we can avoid it. Allah says in ayah number 42, and do not mix the truth with falsehood, or conceal the truth while you know it, and establish prayer, and give zakah, and bow with those who bow in worship and obedience. Who bowed? The ruku is part of the salah of Muslims, but the Bani Israel also had it as part of their salah, but they pretended and they ignored, and they said, this is not part of our salah. This was another objection that they had. Allah says, bow with those who bow in worship and obedience. Allah says, do you order righteousness of the people and forget yourselves while you recite the scripture? Then will you not reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Saf, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O those who believe, why do you say those things that you do not do? And another ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun. The second ayah, that ayah number 3 of Surah Al-Saf, Allah says, the most hateful with Allah is that you say what you do not do. So Allah says, you order people to do righteousness, but you're not acting in a very righteous manner, because you are denying the truth, and you know what the truth is, the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, and seek help through patience and prayer, and indeed it is difficult except for the humbly submissive to Allah, who are certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَىٰ. It is difficult to follow the scripture. It is difficult to lower oneself, be humble, not to exchange the ayat of Allah for a small price, not to prefer the dunya over deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek help with patience. You have to be patient. Patience means that you are at the same time doing two kinds of actions, a positive action and a negative action. Patience is not something that is passive. Patience is not passive. Patience has energy in it. On the one hand, you need patience to do something good, and that is active patience. And the other patience is also active, but you have to stop yourself from doing something evil. Allah says, seek help through that and seek help to salah. The Prophet ﷺ used to run to salah every time he had a problem. That is a direct connection with Allah. The shortest distance between a problem and its solution is a distance between our knees to the ground and our forehead to the ground. Allah says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. But that is a really difficult thing to do. What is? Patience and salah. They are hard to do, except for people who are truly submissive and really humble towards Allah. And who are those? Who are certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him.